This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia claims to have captured Mariupol in southern Ukraine after a nearly three-month siege, leaving over 20,000 civilians feared dead. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Russia's defense minister Sergei Shoigu declared what he called a complete liberation of Mariupol and of the Azovstal steel plant in the port city. The plant was the last stronghold of Ukrainian resistance. There was no immediate confirmation from Ukraine. Russian state media claimed over 2,400 Ukrainian fighters who had been holed up in the steel mill had surrendered. As they surrendered, the troops were taken prisoner by the Russians, and at least some were taken to a former penal colony. Others were said to be hospitalized. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukraine on Saturday ruled out agreeing to a ceasefire with Russia and said Kiev would not accept any deal with Moscow that involves ceding territory, acknowledging that Kiev's stance on the war was becoming more uncompromising. A presidential advisor said making concessions would backfire on Ukraine because Russia would hit back harder after any break in fighting. Quote, the war will not stop after any concessions. It'll just be put on pause for some time, he told Reuters in an interview. He dismissed his very strange calls in the West for an urgent ceasefire that would involve Russian forces remaining in territory they have occupied in Ukraine south and east. Both sides say peace talks have stagnated. Each blames the other. Thousands of people have been killed. Millions have been displaced, and towns and cities have been devastated since Russia invaded on February 24th. Russia says it's taken full control of the southern city of Mariupol in what it calls a special military operation in Ukraine, but its invasion has stalled in other